This is a TS-80 soldering iron. They're like the best thing. There's not much to them. Like this is, these are all the guts of it. Your heating element is built into your tip. It uses just a standard audio jack to plug in to this board. Temperature sensor is built into the tip, so it reads it real accurately. And that's everything on the board. Well, all right, I guess there's a little bit more behind the screen here, but you need to take one of these things apart for servicing. They just kind of wedge in like that and then slide back to get the USB port lined up. And this, there's a screw hidden behind where the button goes, which always trips me up too, honestly. And yeah. Placement tips come in these little rubber tubes. I like the D25s. Coolest thing about them is you can power them with any of these Quick Charge 3 devices. Well, most of them anyway. USB-C connector only. The firmware is open source, so you can swap it out and replace it with something else, which I've done here. They're like $80 to $100. Well, this is a kit, so it's a little bit more pricey. But also, they've upgraded it. This is the TS-80 versus the TS-80P, which has a slightly different grip and is a little bit more output power. Gets a little hotter. But this one is plenty good. And the best thing about it, if you have a Quick Charge 3 power bank, you can use it on the go. Though some of these are kind of fussy, like this one doesn't work with it, but most of them.